We left about Samachas, the new prayer program V. Mishnah says, the Hei Maha Makashalena, the Hei Maha that's having a hard time of giving birth, and the Haitzi Ube Es Yedei, the Ube and the fetus inside is put out of hand, the Haitzi Ube Es Yedei, the Hechzirei, and then the baby returns it back inside. So Lachlis Mutta Bachila, you still not eat it. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what is considered Mutta Bachila. Does it mean even the hand, or it just means the rest of the Uber is still Mutta Bachila, meaning later when you shech the mother, the shechit of the mother helps for the Uber that's inside. What's going to be the Haitzias Rishay? Let's say this fetus put out its head came out already, like it started to have birth, the head came out. So then the Chiddush is, after Tishah, rewrite. Even though then the head goes back into the mother, into the stomach, and then you make a sheet on the behema when the fetus is inside it, still the din is, I raise the kiyalud, we consider the fetus as if it's already born, and therefore it's sort of like its own chis, and it is not, does not become mutter with the sheet of the mother. But you have to wait till it's born by itself, and then if it's still alive, you can make a sheet later on it. But if it's born dead-like, so then it's like an avela, but the mother's shechita does not help on it, since it's considered already kiyalut. What's going to be now choytech mi'uber shevameyeho? Let's say, when the mother's still alive, you put your hands inside the womb, and you cut off a piece of the fetus, and you leave it inside. Halachos later, when you make a shechita around the mother, so mutter achila, you'll not eat anything that's inside the stomach, that's inside the animal. Rabbi Pesach later, Mikol b'vehema teichlu, anything inside the mother, like his kosher, is mutter with a shechita. But what's going to be min hatchor min hakloyis? Let's say you go into the stomach, into the animal, and you cut part of the animal itself off. You cut off part of the spleen, or you cut off the kloyis, the kidneys, even though it's left inside, and then you make a shechita on the mother. Halachah is also b'achila. That remains also b'achila. Those pieces that were cut off, since it's cut off from the animal itself, it remains also. And Ziyakal, this is the general rule, that Dovisha Shagufoi also. If you cut off a piece of the goof of the animal itself before Shrit, and then you make a Shrit, even though it's still inside, it's also Bachila. It doesn't have the heter of the Shrit. Mashenke Vishena Gufa was not part of the goof of the animal itself, and most of the fetus inside it. So even though you cut off part of the fetus, as long as it's still inside the mother, then Mutter, that's what Nukzeh is across to Mikol Babahema, anything, not including the animal itself, but anything else that's inside the animal, becomes Mutter Bachila, meaning to say the fetus becomes Mutter Bachila with the Shechita of the mother. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, that the Ezer Atzmoy also, Rav Yehuda Marav learns, that's what the Mishnah says, that Hamakash Shalele Boitzi Ubras Yedai, Ve'achsiru Mutter Bachila, it does not go on the yad itself. The hand that came out of the mother's stomach, that remains also. What's mutter b'achila is only the rest of the uber. Rashi says, "Yeber atz mayosa b'achila meyachas sheyotza mitchilosa kodem shchita." Since it went out before shchita, v'yachas tishav v'ira, even though it came back before, still it's also b'achila. My time. And what's the reason? The Yamakor, the pasuk says, "Ubosa b'asada treifel etechlu." Any boss that's found in the field, that's a trait of Leiteglu, and Rudarsh and Rashi says, Kalema, the prophet needs to teach us that Chutz L'Mechitzah, say, once any time the animal goes out of its Mechitzah, Sahainu Li'avir, goes out into the Yavir, Sherechem Zehever Le'Mechitzah Latirei, this Rechem is like its place, is like its Mechitzah to the matter of the Shechita. So it would have been inside, and then the Shechita is laying the help. Vechiva and Shiyot, since this went out, I read you trace just like a trace of late techlu. Therefore, now I read it. As of the whole mish yesh la mechitz of yotzer kugoyin bos a kotshin shiyavnam niyay kohen akula the yavera. Take it outside its mechitz because it has a lock of a trace. So you can see this uber that sticks its hands outside the mother's stomach, the fetus, so it remains also bachila. As the Lord mentioned that kivin shiyotzer bos a chutz mechitzosoi nyesta, the bos remains also bachila. Now the Moritz, is that true? Tanan learned in our Mishnah, the Hei Ma Mekasha Leved, Abayma is having a difficult birth, for Hei Tzi Uber Es Yedra, in the fetus, puts out his hand out of the mother, the Achzir and then it returns it back inside the womb. Mutav Achila, our Mishnah says it's Mutav Achila. When you shech the mother later, the whole thing becomes Mutav Achila. So my love doesn't the Mishnah mean to say A'uber, doesn't A'aver, doesn't even mean the Aver, this limb, the hand that came out, since now it's back in again, the Shechita helps, and it will be a Kashem of Yudah Marav. So when it says, no, it's not the Pshan the Mishnah. I'll tell you A'uber. The Mishnah even needs to say the Uber, the part that's still inside that never went out, that's Mutav Achila. The more is the question, if the Mishnah is talking about the Uber, the fetus itself that's still inside, that the Shechita of the Ein helps for that, so my Iri has Ziroi, what does the Mishnah have to say we're talking about? That the fetus brought its hand back in again. Even if the fetus did not bring its hand back in, even if the hand is staying outside the womb, still, when you make a shechita on the mother, whatever inside the womb, inside the stomach, should be mutav achila. So what is the Mishnah we're talking about the Uber itself? Why do we have to say the yad came back in again? Even if the yad is still outside, it should be the same halacha. So this will be mashma, we're talking about the yad itself. And therefore the yad is only mutav because it came back in again. So this is again, no, it could be a tzaddik. I'll tell you really who I did the same halacha would apply. Afagav the loyher ziray. Even though they did not return it, the same halacha would apply, that the rest of the Uber is mutav achila. But the Ayri dekar boi misna sefer, since the Mishnah wants to say a chiddush of the sefer, that the sefer says, hoitzias reisho, it took out its hand, apo pisha viray, hoitzias reisho, it took out its head. Now, even though it returns the head back in again, hareza kilid, that now this Uber has luck like it was already born already, it has its own chiyas, and it has not become mutav anymore, it's chiddush the same. If here it's only a chiddush, here the chiddush is the once it went out, even though it comes back in again, still the whole thing is also. That's why it says in the sefer that it brought the head back again. So because of the sefer, I'll tell you, Shoni Nami Reisha Zuray. That's why the Reisha also said the case is Herzuray, where the fetus brought back its hand, but really it doesn't make enough communion the Reisha, whether it brought it back, but it brought it back enough. The Maestro that's inside is Mutter, and what once went out has years of trace, but it remains also. Now, the Seif's most question is, so the Seif of my Kamashma, what's the Chiddush of the Seif of our Mishnah? That the Chivon, the Yotzer Roshay, once the head of the fetus leaves, goes outside the womb, is heavily later, it's clearer the later, and therefore it's clear that the whole animal, this whole fetus, is not part of the mother anymore. So what's the question? Tanina, we learned this already, we learned this in Mishnah Mechayus, we learned this halach already. Tanina, Eizeyu b'chol anachlo v'yena b'chol akanim. What's called the Bechor? That will have a lock of Nachlo, get up Pishnayim in the Arusha, or Yashin, two portions, but it's not a Bechor Lekanim, you don't have to have lock of Pidyin Aben. As she says, Bechor Nachlo means Linyin, Binin, Vlad, Shiru, Lechai. So Vlad of Nachlo, it's not the first one that's able to live. The first son that's born that can live. Vimah Yerachas is not fit to live. Loi Maske es Habo Achlo, if it doesn't give the second one, if the second one is not losing Bin Bechor, Lutat Ishnayim, if the gracious Oinai, Mishalibe Dovolov, that's be somebody that he cries about, means the Bar Kayuma. Now she says, Avo Mipidin Abachol, Toita Es Habo Achlo. But even if the first one dies, does not live, still it pops as the second one is not called Bechor, it's Pidin Aben. Shereizeh Petra Serechim. Because Pidin Aben is telling you, the Petra Rechim, the first one that came out of the Rechim. The first one, even though it died, but the second one is called the second one, it's not called the first one anymore. So what type of the Bechor is this? That has the lachov to take Yerusha twice, two portions, but it's not a Bechor Lekanim. It's a Bo Achan Afolim. The second baby that comes after the first one, it was an Eifel, had a miscarriage. Rashi says, Shlokol HaKadoshim, it didn't live, it wasn't a 9-month-old baby. So, it says clearly, Afer Pish Yetzer Roshay Chai, even though the first one put out its head, it was alive, by then test, or else the baby was 9 months old. She also raised her mace, its head came out when it was a mace. It has a lock, it's called the Bechor, the first one is called like Yelud, that the second one is not called a Bechor for Kanim. Now, Taimai, the raised her mace, only because head came out when it was dead. A raised her chai, habo achrov, Bechor anachna, lam nam lehevi. Like, why do we say this first diak? That Megarit Yerusha is so called the Bechor, that's only because the first one came out dead, even though it was a 9-month-old baby, but it came out only the head dead, that's not called Yelud. But a master would have come out chai, alive, just bring out its head, that's put like a later completely by the first one. And therefore the second one that comes out later is not even a bechor for nachla. So we learned this chiddush already, that by Nodem, that when it gives birth, when the head comes out, it's called Qiyum literally. So I don't need the chiddush Rav Mishnah teaches by Behemah, he said when the head comes out, it's fitted like it's born already. So Mar says, V'chi tenu, maybe you want to say, maybe learn from me, that Ashminam bi Odom, the Kamash from the Behemah, maybe in fact we need two different Mishnahis in. We need one Mishnah in Bechorus by Odom to teach us that when the head comes out, it's called Qiyum. And we've never mentioned here by Behemoth teaches also that when the head comes out, it's called Kiyalud. Now, tell you the reason why we did not learn out one from the other is maybe like this. Because the Odom the Behemoth are Yalif. It would only say our Mishnah by Behemoth, I would not know by another also that the coming out of the head is called Kiyalud. See, you ain't praised in the Behemoth. Maybe only by Behemoth there's no praise there. There's no like a pathway between the woman when it comes out. Therefore, by Behemoth, as soon as the head comes out, the sitter, like the whole goof is out already. It's called a labor. But maybe by an album, since there's a place there, there's like a womb in the canal. So when the head comes out of the womb, maybe it's not considered like your lady yet until the wave of the body comes out. So if we just say a Behemoth, I would not know by an album. And the opposite way also. Or Behemoth, the Yodim, the Yalf, I would not learn out. If I only have the Mishnah Becheris about an Odom, so when the head comes out, it's called Kilud, I would not know by Behemoth also that way. Why? Because the Choshev parts of Ponim Bidei, because a person's face is very Choshev. The face of a person is a Choshev thing. It's very important. Therefore, when the head comes out, it's called Kilud. By Shenken, by Behemoth, his face, his parts of it, is not Nikas so much in the face itself. So I would have heard to say, maybe it's not called Kilud Dami. Therefore, I need both Mishnaisen. So Rav still says no. Hanami Tanninen. We learned this also. Rashi says, "But Behemah Nami Tanninen, the Masnisa Mepirik and the Rashi of Eleida." We learned that even by Behemah also, that when the head comes out, it's called like a Eleida. Why? Because we learned like this. We learned Shiri Yeshiyotasa that the placenta comes out. Shiyotasa Mitzosa, part of the placenta comes out, either by an Isha or by Behemah. It's also teed it. The placenta comes out, it's also teed now the placenta. Why the behema? Why? Because kesimin vlad beisha, kach simin vlad behema. Just like by an isha, when the placenta comes out. We have to be afraid that maybe in that piece of the placenta was the head. And since the head came out, it's still like the baby was born already. The same thing by the behema also. If only part of the placenta comes out of the behema, we have to be afraid in that mixus of the placenta is the whole head. And when the head comes out from the behemoth, it's clearly Kiyalud Dami. So again, so the Chum we learn clearly, even by behemoth also, when the head comes out, it's called Kiyalud. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah over here? So it goes like this. Iyan with Bishtam, it would be good, very good. It would be very good if you want to tell me, Hezriwa the Reisha Dafka. But the Mishnah says, what the dafka? Because you put the hand back, and then tak it's mutter teeth the hand. That's what says in the Reisha Zivai. So I tell you then, turn the safe or the Reisha. It says in the safe also, putting back third, or to the Reisha. But really the safe is extra. We know already that a lady with the head coming out is called a lady. But early on, if you want to tell me, Umay the Reisha dafka, no. And the Reisha doesn't make enough to mean whether he puts his hand back or not. And Ubalay, the Sefer Dafkin, the Sefer first doesn't make enough to mean them whether he puts his head back or not. But the Meister by your head, once it comes out, it's called Kaleida Dami. And so Lom Lila Misnayu Kalal, why does Amishna at all have to say the fact that either the animal, the fetus, brought back its hand or brought back its head? What's the difference? Shmerse Venechmani Lay. Liyo Loma Uba. Really, when the Mishnah means when he puts back the hand, that the Uba is Mutter, it's like only the Uber that's mutter, not the Yad. So the question is, would Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak Lenitzchak and Mokam Chatach, and the Nachman Yitzchak will soon see, says the Chiddush is, at the place that you actually cut it off, Lemokam Chatach. So I tell you, Yochanan, here in our Mishnah also, the Chiddush is, Lenitzchak and Lemokam Chatach. It's only in the Geyer, that the Mishnah says, if you put the hand back, that it's mutter, true, it's not the hand itself, it's mutter. It's only the Uber. But the difference whether you put the hand back or not is if the hand is on the outside, so you have to cut it off. Now the makum, you cut it off, it's still also a little bit inside. But now they put the whole room back, even that mokum is also mutter. Rashi says, the only mutter that's only an uber. It's only the fetus that's mutter. I had a kashta, you have a question, chazorah maya hanali, the mokum chatach manu. You may have, if you didn't return the hand, talk with me, if we mash with him. Even if you cut the hand off, you have to leave a little bit off from the inwards, but still also. And like to cut a little bit inwards. But now that it brought it back, it's mutter. You don't have to save any part of the mokum chatach like with something. That's a maskamina. I guess so then you don't have to cut inwards, but just could be mitzamtzem exactly with the mokum that came out. Just that mokum alone is enough to cut off its also, but the rest of the fetus is mutter. So Toshma coming here says, Behema makasha lolet. Behema is having a hard time giving birth. Hoitzi uberes yodoi, if the fetus puts out its hands. The Achzirudana brings it back again. Viachakach shochet esimoi. And then you shech the mother, mutter viachino. No, then it's mutter v'chino. So since what's mutter, Peshtav Mino again is, that even the yad that's inside there is also mutter v'chino. Not like Rav Yudah Mashmul. Hoitzi, what's going to be? That's going to be shochet asimoy. That's first you shech the mother, and the yachakach zira, and then the uber returns his hand back inside, and then it's also v'chino. It's only also if the hand was outside b'shash chito. So if the hand was back in again b'shash chito, it's mutter v'chino. What's going to be hoitzi yes yodei v'chotchoi? So the fetus put out its hand and he cut it off before the shchito. V'yachakach shokot asimoi, and then you made a shchito on the mother. So shebachutz tomei. What's outside is tomei. Rashi says the afinu bova wrote it. But that thing that was cut off when it was still alive, it's called Eva Menachai, it has tumor like tumor Savela. So what's outside is Sakatame. And the also Sasatit, the Shevafanim, but the Uber that's inside, Tor, its Tor has no tumor. Or Muta and Rabbi Rosso, Rashi Shevafanim Tor, Shemachayim le Kibu Tumor Eichlin, and it was alive with Namakabla and Tumor Eichlin. Therefore, it's mutter. That's mutter v'achila. Now, what's going to be shochet asimotei? First, you shech the mother, the yachakach chotchoi, and then later, first, you cut off the hand that's outside. The locker is ha-bosor. The bosor is fitted maga nevela. It's still like it's touching the nevela.